Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by gamers for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
So, I noticed recently on a lot of our shows, we keep coming around to the topic of movies. Especially video game movies. And so I thought today'd be a good day to just talk strictly about that.
Sounds like a plan.
Really, I mean, not just video games, but also role-playing games, board games. There have been a lot of movies that have been based off of these properties. And most of them are just horrid.
Battleship?
Super Mario Brothers.
Street Fighter.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
Garbage. Total garbage.
Oh, here's one. The D&D movie.
I never saw it.
Oh, God. It had Damon Wayans in it. In probably his most embarrassing role ever. It's incredibly bad.
And that's including the one where they posed as white women.
Yeah.
Wow. That has suck.
The thing is, he wasn't necessarily bad. It had literally two good scenes. Two. One was in a bar where the dwarven character was talking about having sex. And it was funny. And another scene where they were looking at the evil castle they had to go into, and you could actually see a beholder. And the beholder looked really good. For, you know, early 1990s digital graphics. But still, we actually got to see a beholder. That's the only reason to watch that movie. Period. It's just sad.
Well, and part of the problem is the lion's share of movies that were made from video games were made by that one horrid director.
Uwe Boll.
Yes, Uwe Boll.
Uwe Boll. Oh, can anyone say Alone in the Dark?
Oh, God. And then he did the... I'm drawing a blank on the move on the game now.
Are you thinking of In the Name of the King?
Yes.
Yes, I don't remember the name of the game it was based off either. Dungeon Siege.
Dungeon Siege, which is actually the original
fun. That is
fun
game.
Awesome game. How could you screw that up?
How could you screw that up with Jason Statham in it? Just when he was starting to come into his own as an action hero. How could you mess that up? Oh, it's Uwe Boll.
Yeah.
He can mess up anything. This is why he's retired from making films.
Yes, I know. And I, trust me, the gaming community rejoiced.
Yes. I remember watching Alone in the Dark because I loved that game when it, you know, from way back when the original PC game came out. And what he made was neither Alone nor In the Dark. Oh, sure, there was darkness involved, but it was pretty well lit, and there was lots of people around.
Well,
it made literally no sense whatsoever.
That and the fact that it had a lot of the 1980s slasher film stupidity about it,
mm-hmm.
Where we're in great danger. We're going to die. They're coming for us. Let's have sex right now.
Yeah. And the thing is, if I remember right, that was a PG-13 movie. You didn't even get any good... no good shots. Just... oh my God. Anyway, I could go on and on about bad video game movies, but that's not really what I want to talk about today. My question for you is, will we ever see a great motion picture based upon a game?
You already have, in my opinion.
Really?
Clue.
Well, okay, that's true. Clue is an excellent movie. And based on a board game.
The strength of the cast alone. You can't fail with that cast.
Oh, no. You could, but Tim Curry carries that movie. I mean, there's a lot of great characters there, but he was awesome.
A lot of the characters were fantastic.
True.
Martin Mull, his character, he was strong throughout the entire
Madeline
movie.
Kahn.
Madeline Kahn. I know, I'm drawing a blank.
The problem is that I mix Murder by Death and Clue together in my head.
Well, Murder by Death, I know it's not based off of a board game, but still, that was a good movie.
That was an excellent movie. But that's not an Academy Award winning film. I mean, Clue's great.
You're
don't
never
get me
gonna
wrong.
Get an Academy Award winning movie. Whoa. I seriously doubt it.
Technically, we already have. I'm sure.
What,
there's...
World of Warcraft won an Academy Award for effects or something?
I'm sure.
I know
if
they
you
won
look
an Oscar
there...
for their special effects.
Yeah,
but
that's an Academy Award.
Well, I think they did. It's just.
I'm sure some video game. Based movie has won an Academy Award for special effects or
but we're talking about acting
dressing
props.
Yes, you're right, and I really do think there will be a truly great movie that comes out of a video game eventually.
Well, let's see how the Witcher TV series comes out, because they might be able to win an award if they do it right.
Yeah,
because it has the potential.
Sure.
It's got a strong book series to draw from.
And I guess it's mostly based off the books, but still, it's tangentially related.
It has potential. There's been, you know, murmurs among the fan population of them doing a Skyrim movie.
That could be good.
Because it's the character with no name. So they can do a whole lot with it and not have to, you know, worry about upsetting people because, oh, you got the name wrong, or you know, he doesn't look like that. Well, because you can make him one of any of these races and you can make him look like whatever you want, whatever the game, the face generator allows you to create. So there is no, well, that's not how how the character's supposed to be. You know, the character's supposed to be Asian, not black. Or whitewashed, not this. Whatever. So it has a lot of potential.
But being the character with no name, it could also fall back easily into the man with no name tropes from 1960s, early 70s Clint Eastwood westerns.
Which were pretty good.
They were. But that's also a real easy trope to fall into, and then people are going to immediately equate that to it and just write it off.
Except for one major difference. In the movies, they don't mention his name ever. He's the man with no name. Nobody ever asks him his name.
Right.
But in this one, he has a name. They refer to him as the Dragonborn, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a name. He has a place of where he comes, you know, he's got a country of origin. He's got a life before this. So he's not actually without a name.
Still, it's an easy trope that they could fall into.
If they wanted to, yes.
Now, personally, you were asking me earlier, how could they come up with a truly great film that is based off of a game? And I'll give you one thing right now. I don't remember the guy's name, but you know him well. You introduced me to this director back when he made a music video. And he's put out one movie since.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore Henry.
Yeah.
It would be so easy to make a video game, especially one based off of a first-person shooter, done in first person. Just have him do his thing and bring that game to life. If it's a game that has a solid backstory to it, and you're basically looking through the eyes of the character just like you do in the game, but you're watching it on screen, that could work. It really could.
But it could also fail miserably, too.
Sure, it could. But we've already seen with this particular director, he has made a hit movie from that idea. Now, people might say, oh, it's just another Hardcore Henry. Oh, but this time it's based off of insert video game here. Yeah. But video games are not books. They're not movies.
They don't have a lot of depth to them.
Some do.
Some do.
But the point is that they have they're different. It's easy to take a book. Well, I wouldn't say easy, but it's easier to take a book which has a written out narrative. You imagine it in your mind, right? And for a screenwriter to take a book that they read and imagine in their mind, it's easier, to take it and put it out onto the screenplay and take what they see in their mind and create scenes out of it for the director. And then the actors can take what they've seen in their mind and how they envision that character and portray that on film. It works. For a video game, where you have a very stark view, this is what you see. This is the lore. In most cases, very linear in the storyline. That makes it a lot more difficult to make a truly great story off of. People are going to have to understand that it's not going to be just like the way they imagined it. It's going to be the way the director imagines it and the screenwriter.
Actually, using the whole Hardcore Henry concept, what I would like to see a production company do is hire for their voice actors people like whose line is it anyways? Those particular ones, but someone like that. Somebody who improvises. Right. Somebody who's really good at just coming up with something and running with it. And the whole movie, you have a general basis on how it's going to go, where you're going to go, what you're going to do, what you're going to see, and let them improvise the whole movie.
You know what you just suggested? This is Spinal Tap. Those guys, that they've made several movies, but basically, that's what they do. They're given here's the idea for the scene, this is the basic idea. Go improvise it. Come up with your own way you're going to say it. And they let those comedic actors go out there and just have fun with it. And you could do the same thing.
It doesn't have to be comedy.
No, but I'm just saying you could improvise, like you'd said, the whole freaking thing.
How many of some of the best scenes in the history of movies weren't actually written? They weren't supposed to occur. The actor improvised and they ran with it.
Can anyone say Deadpool?
There are a lot of scenes throughout many movies that weren't actually supposed to be part of the movie. The actor forgot the line and just made something up and went with it. And everybody else just followed along. And it was pure magic.
Mm-hmm.
I know nobody's going to invest money towards a movie based off of this idea. But if you're doing a first-person game turned into a movie, and you're doing Call of Duty or...
Which they are.
Whichever insert first-person game... You've got the leader of the squad, you're probably only going to see the other players, you know, the other members of the squad, when he turns to look at him. Otherwise, it's just going to be voices in his comm. And so as he's talking, they're responding to it in whatever funny or dramatic fashion. I think it could work. I think it could be, you know, something so, new and different and interesting.
Look, it's a Twitch live stream. That could work. Now, I would say it doesn't even necessarily have to be in a hardcore Henry style. What if, I mean, I know Warcraft bombed in America. It did better internationally. It wasn't a horrible movie. I liked it. I really did. I thought it could be better, but it had some very redeeming points. But what if they decided to, they're making sequels, mostly for the Chinese market, apparently, but they are going to make sequels. So, with that sequel, what if they decided to go a little more comedic? What if they decided to do a little bit more towards World of Warcraft, which would please the fans a little bit more? Doing the early Warcraft stuff is fine, but people were looking, like you'd said in the pre-show discussion, people were looking more for World of Warcraft in that movie, not just Warcraft. But you rated, I've rated, some of the best and funniest discussions we had was just players chatting on TeamSpeak, yelling at each other for, you know, hate or, you know, whatever. And it was all very impromptu and a huge amount of fun, laughing our asses off while we're getting beat down by Boss X, right? Remember how many times we got our asses kicked by the Maiden of Virtue?
Oh, yeah.
And how kicked funny her in it the was. Taco. And when we finally took her down, it kicked her in the taco. That was awesome. That was amazing. And it was huge fun. And just from watching people, when they watch, you know, look how popular the Leroy Jenkins video became. People thought that was hilarious. It became a meme. It's now part of the game.
Well, they also just did a 10-year anniversary, I think it was, of Leroy Jenkins.
It was a 10-year anniversary of Leroy Jenkins just passed. And
wasn't that like, it wasn't actually an impromptu thing? It was set up?
Well, I do believe it was set up. I haven't seen actual proof of that, but it was probably faked. But still, doesn't matter. People watch Twitch for this. They watch to hear the live streamers play the game with their guildies. Quite often they're hearing them all, and they'll sit there and just watch them do a raid or do PvP or just quest, do whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm not saying that should be all that there is, but what if there was more of that like you're saying, that improvisation in the actors as they went to do their quest out, whatever they were doing? It would bring a lot more fun to the movie and make it something unique, something different, something you don't see in other films. If we're going to have a great video game movie eventually, it's going to have to be different than any other movie we've ever seen before.
Well, and one of the things that would help make it be truly great is if the actor involved or actors involved were fans of the product itself. We've got several big name actors play World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
They absolutely love the game.
Yeah.
If they were involved in the production, they could help steer it in a fashion that the fans would love. You know, bringing back Deadpool. The guy who drove the idea until it became a movie. Ryan Reynolds, he put his heart and soul into this because this was something he loved.
It was his
passion
project.
And he wanted it right.
Yes.
And when it came out, It was as close to right as you could get.
Yeah.
With all the bullshit that you have to deal with the production companies and directors and everybody else involved, that is as close to Deadpool as you're gonna get.
You gotta give it to Fox. They only fucked up in one place on that movie where they cut the budget by several million dollars, and that's why they couldn't use a whole lot of guns. So they made a joke out of it that he forgot his guns at home.
Yeah.
So that did change it, but they mostly stayed out of the way, and now they know, stay the fuck out of the way and let Ryan Reynolds and company make a great film.
That's why I'm looking forward to number two. They're starting shooting soon.
Oh, God. But, no, you mentioned how, you know, the people making the movies have to be really passionate about it. And that was the thing about World of Warcraft. I mean, I'm sorry, I keep saying World of Warcraft. The Warcraft movie was as good as it was because Duncan Jones, the director, loves Warcraft. He's a huge Warcraft geek. And the guys who wrote it were with Blizzard for the most part. And they love the story. They really threw themselves into it. That's part of the reason it took several years too long to make. If they'd done it right, it would have been out in 2008, 2010, at the height of the popularity of the game.
Yeah.
Not 5 years after that. So, yeah, not good. But anyway, are there any current games out there that haven't had a movie yet that would make a great film?
Cyberpunk.
Sure. Although people would argue that, well, there's been plenty of cyberpunk movies out there.
Neuromancer, the book, was made into Johnny Mnemonic.
No, Johnny Mnemonic was a different story.
But it was based off of the property.
It's similar, yes.
That kind of killed it for the whole cyberpunk industry.
I don't know. Matrix was very cyberpunk, too. You could argue.
I don't see it as cyberpunk.
That's actually, but there's a whole lot of cyberpunk movies out there. None of them are really great, but...
But if you're going to base it off of the game.
Yes, in Night City with...
With the Johnny Rocker. I can't remember his name, but... Because he's like one of the central figures.
Yeah. You'd have to have a rocker boy. You'd have to have a Decker. You'd have to have all these different specific character stereotypes.
Well, they already have the characters. Johnny Rocker's group. It's already a pre-existing...
Right, there's built-in NPCs into the game that they could base it off of. But, let's be honest, it wasn't an obscure pen and paper role-playing game for us. It's pretty obscure now. Mm-hmm. Maybe with Cyberpunk 2077 coming out eventually, whenever it does, maybe then it would be a resurgence in the... in interest, but I don't know.
Well, and I know Guild Wars 2 doesn't have the fan base to merit a movie. They wouldn't see their money back if they made a movie out of it, but the Destiny's Edge story is one of the best stories out there. They've got the pre-existing characters, they've got their personalities, all that already worked out. They've got the whole story from when they got together to the point where they went to fight the dragon. You know, and I'm not going further because spoilers.
Right.
But they've got all that. They could have, they've got everything they need to make a movie out of it, but they just don't have the audience.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because it's a good story.
You know, you keep talking about Guild Wars 2. I know this is an aside, but this is what we do on this show. You keep mentioning Guild Wars 2, and now I want to make one of those plant people as a ranger so I can have a solid shooter. I'm sorry, I do!
Well, rangers are Damn, dangerous.
They're very badass. It's your fault. You keep mentioning the game.
Well, it's a fun game.
Yeah. No. Personally, for me, I think that there's a lot of great games that could make great movies. Maybe not, you know, win for screenplay or win for acting or win for direction, but just a really epic movie that would be remembered for years and years and years. You know, something that would stand out of the crowd. Rifts would be a great movie.
Could be.
It could be, if handled properly. But, man, because, you know, there's already an interest in that type of, you know, post-apocalyptic movies. We've seen that with Mad Max series. It's a sort of genre that doesn't go away. It's not like zombies.
And if you're actually going to get a game turned into a movie, one of the ones that has the best chance of actually making it to the big screen is the Fallout series.
Oh, sure.
Just because, again, there's no name, no face, no defined lead character. So they don't have to go with any one particular person. They can pick and choose whatever character, male or female, that they want to be the lead for their movie.
Sure.
Based off of pure talent and how well they do their screen test.
Plus, it also has a well-defined lore and a very quirky humor to it.
Oh, and the setting.
Yeah.
You know, the 1950s look about everything.
That you could end up with a movie based off of Fallout that would feel very similar to, but in a different way, to why Starship Troopers is considered a bad film, but also really good because of the way they made fun of the fascist society and the overly militarized society. It had a lot of things to say about society. And, you know, it was actually a good warning for what was coming. But that's not the point. You could get something very similar with playing off of those 50s nuclear tropes and whatnot. You could really have a really good time with that film. The screenwriters could have a ball. And it would be a comedy of adventure. It would have to be. With elements of horror, with science fiction, of course. That could be really awesome.
Sorry. My brain is mulling over a bad joke involving isotropes.
Oh, God. Really?
Yes, I know.
At least you did eventually go there, but fine.
It's distracting. I can't help it. My brain goes places that it shouldn't.
Yes.
I have to dust it off once in a while.
So, any other final thoughts?
Fallout movie. Make it.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll get to see that Warcraft sequel. I hope it isn't a straight to China and, you know, we never really get to see it sort of film.
I'd actually like to see a good D&D movie.
Apparently,
it's not like they don't have a ton of characters to choose from.
Oh, I know. And apparently the sequel, the straight to DVD sequel that gets shown on Sci-Fi Channel sometimes, that actually was a good film from what I'm told. But I've never actually seen it because, well, I watched the original D&D film and I still twitch over the experience. Anyway, till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Beolus.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.